My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin wants his scammer Belinda to remove her fake Facebook profile off the internet. Belinda then wants Davin to go to Ghana and most likely get rolled for gold. Belinda then apologizes for all the lies she has told. But what about a guy named Wagner who professed his love for Belinda? Listen and enjoy.
Lose the picture of Julie Love if you wish to talk with me, Belinda. I'm actually trying to do some good.
Yeah.
Get this fake profile off the internet.
Yeah.
Do you guys approve of this move?
Yeah,
I do.
I think it's a smart move.
I want to see how
she
connives her ass out of it.
She goes, thanks for everything. I go, I've done nothing to thank for me. You've helped in troubled times. I will help you. After that, I can't say. Because I've had all these emotional breakdowns, suicide, alcoholic. I've had a lot of issues.
You've been through the ringer. Oh.
She goes to me, you plan on leaving someday.
Wait a minute. She asked.
No, she tells me, you plan on leaving someday.
Where are you going?
I go, I do not know what I will do in 5 minutes from now, so I don't know what the future holds. I'm here now, though. She's afraid of me leaving.
She's afraid of losing you.
I go, I guess it will take time for us to get through this phase. Please, hun, how has court been? Because remember, she thinks I was in court getting the divorce finalized.
Right, right.
I go, just end the Lion Agnes timeline and leave it up for 24, 48 hours. That'll be a huge step. I don't know. Don't worry about it. That was about court.
Now, the court thing is you'll be free of your wife, and now you'll be alone, and now it's time to really stick the claws
well,
in.
Well, now remember, I said I couldn't give her money because my wife controls all the accounts.
Right.
Yeah, but then, with your wife gone, and you free of, and you have control of your accounts means that she could start to lay into you.
Which is why it was crazy, Joe, for her to reveal herself when my wife was about to be gone.
Maybe she wanted to get on a more personal edge and really get into your feelings and get into your emotions and really lay it into you.
She wants to know the real fake me.
The real fake you, yeah. And maybe that's a tactic.
She goes, okay, but I feel better if you told me. I go, don't concern yourself with it. She goes, please don't say that because I'm concerned about you. I go, that's nice of you. Just do as I ask. Let me see if you were sincere. Words mean little at this point. Then why don't you come to Ghana and see me for real if you have the time to?
Because they're going
to
roll me at the airport.
Yeah.
All right, we should probably explain that.
Yeah.
What happens with a lot of these scammers, this is true, the scammers, they will get people from the West. Mm-hmm. If they don't say they're coming here, they will get you to go there. And then this is true. What happens is a lot of times the people from the West, they get robbed, they get raped, or they get killed.
Yeah.
So that's what they do. So I could be being lured in to have bad things happen to me.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is what happened before.
With the gold.
Yeah, because
the gold.
Fake Davin had agreed to go to Ghana to go visit this woman.
Well, no, I was doing some shows for some expatriates, and we were going to hook up.
But. Right, right. But then all of a sudden, it was bizarre. The conversation turned to, oh, yeah, by the way, if you're going to come to Ghana, make sure you bring lots of money to buy gold here because it's cheap. And you know, we all speculated, well, you know, if he was really this gullible person and was going to go there and meet this person, he was going to go and get, he was going to get rolled.
You were
actually,
you were.
I was really upset.
Yeah.
Because they were, you know, now all of a sudden it turned from them just trying to
con some person.
Yeah. I mean,
These are bad people.
That's just what I'm saying. You're sugarcoating horrible fucking people.
Yeah.
It's like Satan. I ain't a bad guy. You know, he wags his tail once in a while.
People
it's
don't realize.
Funny.
That these are not just one or two lone wolves a lot of times.
They're evil.
These are crime syndicates.
Yes.
That are actually tied into terrorism. There's a lot of money in this. There's millions and millions of and they're tied into terrorism. So this is like real shit. That's why we're doing this. Is actually dangerous to do this shit.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
And the fact that they know who I really am, you know, as long as I don't pick up Skype, I should be fine.
Yeah. But that won't be happening anytime soon.
Well, Christopher Jameson says, just bring a suit. Case full of fake dollars and a broken Skype account.
Yeah, well, they hit you over the head with the real
bat.
You know,
by the way, a great name for the chat would be Broken Skype.
Yeah.
Broken Skype.
But I like to say you bring fake this, fake. They're going to be hitting you with a real bat, though. That's
the
problem.
Yeah,
you're right. I go, I'm not flying anywhere to meet somebody I do not know right now. If it happens, it will be a long time from now.
Yeah.
I go, okay, I guess after this phase, time will tell. How is work doing? I go, don't know, no condition to work right now. She goes, okay, but please don't let this affect you. I go, of course it affects me. I altered my life, my kid's life for a myth. What do you think happens when you play with people's emotions and lie? Did you think everything would be great? The fact that I still talk to you is a testament of how deeply I cared.
That's really good.
Thank you. I'm very good at laying on bullshit.
I know.
She goes, I know I've wronged you, and I am sincerely sorry for everything. I appreciate you still talking to me. I don't even know what to say anymore other than to apologize. I pray this does not spoil what we've built over these months. Now, in all fairness, we have built a relationship.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's a real relationship based on bullshit, but we've had moments.
Yes.
We even had sexy talk.
Yeah, well, the last...
Thank you.
The last paragraph that you said, you know, the reason I'm still talking is that, you know, as I'm showing, I'm sticking around. And then she lays that next line because she knows, all right, I got him. I got him. He's going to stick around. Let me ply him with some more bullshit.
And I'm sticking around because I'm intrigued and we got a show to do.
We got a show, yeah.
And you're writing half of our show. Thank you.
Thank God. Thank God we didn't do this on Skype. Ugh.
Oh. It wouldn't be a 10-minute show.
I go, it's going to be... I go, let's just take it one day at a time. I'm tired of staring at Julie Love. Friend me with Belinda. And then I asked her about this guy Wagner was on Facebook from February 2012 saying that he loved her.
Right.
Did you remember that? Or December?
Yeah, I don't remember the time frame, but I remember somebody said
when he was on Facebook?
Yeah.
He was on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I go, I asked about the guy the other day.
He's the other man.
I go, you said you did not know what I was talking about. Would you like to try one more time?
Nice.
I go, she's answering New York.
That sounds like when we're talking, when I didn't get a chance to do a story because this happened. Would you like to try one more time?
So she tells me about the guy. He's a friend on Facebook. Nothing else. Promise. I go, I think we're done, quote Belinda.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I go, the guy Wagner, I'm not saying his last name, was in love with you. He never knew you, though, did he? You just played him, didn't you? And you could not even tell me this when you were supposedly being honest with me. She goes, we'll do everything you told me. I promise he is nothing to me. I go, I do not care what he was. I do care that you played him. I do care that I am not the first sucker. I do care that even during your moment of clarity, you continued to lie to me.
Because there's all sorts of Wagners out there. Every one of us is a Wagner, and you're lying!
This is for every Wagner out there.
This is for every Wagner out there.
I'm wagnering my finger at you.
Every Wagner who put their soul out. Every Wagner who laid their money out. Every Wagner that trusted you. This is for them.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.